USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices are rising at the fastest rate in four decades, and Democrats are proposing higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations to help fight the problem. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a proposed bill will work.
For all the many good things the bill does, the most important is that this legislation will help our country fight inflation in the long run.
The Democrats are also pushing to lower prescription drug prices and extend health care subsidies. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he would not support climate tax provisions of the president's agenda. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia's reckless war of choice hasn't broke the will of the Ukrainians. Austin adding the Russian invasion is cruel and corrupt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.